Let's read together Revelation chapter 8. In this chapter, we have the seventh and final seal of the scroll of judgment opened and the first four trumpet judgments. Let's begin by reading the first six verses. Revelation chapter 8, beginning at verse 1. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, with the prayers of the saints, ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Let's begin our study of this chapter in Revelation, Revelation chapter 8, with some background notes. In chapters 6 through 16 of the book of Revelation, we have three series of judgments that take place on this earth. First, there are the sealed judgments, then there are the trumpet judgments, and finally, there are the bowl judgments. All of these judgments occur during the tribulation period, which will take place on this earth after the church is raptured home to heaven. This is all in line with the pre-tribulational, futurist view of the book of Revelation that we are presenting in these talks from Revelation. We say that the tribulation period of the future will be 7 years in length based on the prophetic vision that the prophet Daniel related in Daniel chapter 9. This prophetic vision in Daniel chapter 9 takes us from Daniel's time all the way to the time of the end. The vision is known as the 70-week vision of Daniel, and most of it has already been fulfilled since Daniel's time. However, the last week of the vision is yet to be fulfilled. This 70th week, like the first 69 weeks in Hebrew, is a week of 7 years, not 7 days. We believe the seal judgments, the trumpet judgments, and the bowl judgments are spread out over the entire tribulation period, with the seal judgments occurring in the first half of the 7 years. We believe the Lord referred to this time as the beginning of sorrows in Matthew chapter 24, verse 8 of his Olivet Discourse about the future. We believe the trumpet judgments and the bowl judgments will take place in the second half of the seven-year period, which is known as the Great Tribulation. In the book of Revelation, the last 3.5 years is referred to as 42 months, that's 3.5 years, as well as 1,260 days, that's also 3.5 years, based on 30-day Hebrew months. So here in Revelation chapter 8, the seventh seal is opened, so that the scroll of God's judgment can be unrolled or further unrolled to the trumpet judgments, which lead us into the Great Tribulation. There is silence in heaven for about a half hour, like the lull before the storm of the Great Tribulation. And that brings us then to our doctrinal or teaching points concerning the trumpet judgments. So doctrinal point number one. The first trumpet judgment involves burning on the earth. The first trumpet judgment involves burning on the earth. Verse 7. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. This reminds us of the seventh plague of God's judgment on Egypt, doesn't it? I'm reading Exodus chapter 9, beginning at verse 22. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, on man, on beast, and on every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt." And Moses stretched out his rod toward heaven. And the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire darted to the ground. And the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt. So there was hail, and fire mingled with the hail, so very heavy that there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail struck throughout the whole land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail struck every herb of the field and broke every tree of the field. Exodus 9, verses 22 through 25. The plagues of Egypt were certainly a preview of the judgments of God during the coming tribulation period. As the seventh plague on Egypt of hail and lightning was literal, so we believe the first trumpet judgment here in Revelation is literal. Only here the resulting fires and burning will not be limited to Egypt, but will be worldwide. So much so that one-third of the earth will be burned up. Can you imagine the famine and other hardships that will naturally follow this judgment? The blood mentioned here in verse 7 probably refers to the great amount of death that will be associated with this first trumpet judgment. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. The first trumpet judgment involves burning on the earth. Doctrinal point number two. The second trumpet judgment involves upheaval in the sea. The second trumpet judgment involves upheaval in the sea. Verses 8 and 9. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died. And a third of the ships were destroyed. Let me ask you, what would happen if one of the asteroids in our solar system were to collide with the Earth and crash into the ocean? Well, it would certainly look like a great mountain on fire being thrown into the sea, as we have here in verses 8 and 9. And think of the tsunamis that would result around the world. They would make the recent one in the Indian Ocean seemed like nothing in comparison. As a result of this great catastrophe, one-third of all sea creatures will die, and one-third of all ships will be destroyed. Again, the reference to blood here may indicate the huge death toll, or it may be the language of appearance, as under the sixth seal of judgment, where we read in Revelation 6:12 that the whole moon will become like blood, that is, in appearance. In any case, the second trumpet judgment involves upheaval in the sea. Doctrinal point number three. The third trumpet judgment involves poisoning of the waters. The third trumpet judgment involves poisoning of the waters. Verses 10 and 11. Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Here again, there is no reason not to take the results of this third trumpet judgment in a literal way, even though some commentators take it as symbolic of the wormwood or bitterness which will come as a result of the political fall of some world ruler represented by the great star. In this symbolic view, the waters represent the peoples of this world. But interpreting it literally, it's easy to see how some astral body, such as a comet, passing this earth within what's known as Roche's limit, would be fragmented by the gravitational forces and fall in a scattered pattern around this earth and poison a third of the fresh water supply. This, of course, would lead to much death. The third trumpet judgment involves poisoning of the waters. Doctrine point number four. The fourth trumpet judgment involves catastrophe in the heavens. The fourth trumpet judgment involves catastrophe in the heavens. Verses 12 and 13. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound. The first three trumpet judgments had to do with a third of the earth, right? This fourth trumpet judgment has to do with a third of the heavens. Here again, the ninth plague of darkness over Egypt was a preview of this fourth trumpet judgment of the tribulation period. We already saw cosmic disturbances under the sixth seal back in chapter 6 of Revelation. And we saw there that these cosmic disturbances of the tribulation period are predicted in the Old Testament prophecies of the end time, as well as in our Lord's Olivet Discourse of the future. Let's read the passage in Joel concerning these end time cosmic disturbances. I'm reading Joel chapter 2, verses 30 and 31. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. Joel 2, 30 and 31. The fourth trumpet judgment involves catastrophe in the heavens. Now we see in verse 13 that the last three trumpet judgments of the great tribulation will be quite severe, because they are announced as woes upon those who dwell on the earth. Woe, woe, woe. Now what about practical application from this eighth chapter of Revelation? Thank the Lord for the added incense. Thank the Lord for the added incense. Let's go back to verses 3 through 5. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, with the prayers of the saints, ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. Verses 3 through 5. Who is the angel in these verses? We believe it is the Lord himself, appearing in John's vision here as an angel priest, standing before the throne of God the Father, offering up the prayers of believers before God. No mere angel or saint can do that. Only our great high priest, the Lord himself. In the context here, it is the prayers of the tribulation saints, but it can be applied to the prayers of all believers. But notice that he not only offers up the prayers of the saints, but adds incense to them. Incense was used for worship in the Old Testament because of the sweet smell or aroma. Now, do you see the spiritual picture? The Lord takes our prayers and adds the fragrance of his person and work to them, so that they are heard and acceptable by God the Father and are pleasing to him. Did you ever feel that you were not a good prayer? Thank the Lord for the added incense.